Yeah, so iron is what we call a dietary mineral, and it has many, many functions in the body, but it's most commonly known for oxygen transport. So in our red blood cells, we have this protein called hemoglobin, and that protein is what carries oxygen from our lungs all the way around our body. And if we don't have enough of that, we can begin to feel, yeah, tired and lethargic. So iron in the diet is really important.
Yeah, I know that whenever I tell my mother I'm tired, she immediately goes, "Has you checked your iron lately?" What are the other signs, though, that someone could potentially be deficient in this?
Yeah, so aside from that, like lethargy, fatigue, low energy, so feeling weak and then having shortness of breath is another sign, pale skin, headaches and dizziness, having a repeat infection because iron's really important for our immune function. So repeat infections and illnesses. But yeah, seeing a doctor and getting a blood test is the best way to confirm it.
What are some of the reasons someone might become deficient in iron?
Yeah, so iron deficiency is very common in women, unfortunately, because we have, obviously our menstrual cycle, and for women who unfortunately have very heavy menstrual periods, that's a very common reason. Not eating enough iron-rich foods, of course. There's digestive issues that affect absorption of iron at the gut level, so things like celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, they actually affect iron absorption. People who've had previous surgeries, so like a bowel resection or someone who's had like a weight loss surgery, could experience low iron. And there's also people with just higher requirements, so pregnant women and teenagers. So they're actually probably eating iron and not having any absorption issues, but they're just not meeting their requirements because they're quite high.
What are some of the ways that someone can get more iron in their diet then?
Yeah, so there's two types of iron that we find in our food. We've got our heme iron and our non-heme iron.
It's always two of things, isn't there?
Two of things, yeah. So our heme iron is generally what we call is best bioavailable. So what this means is that more of that iron is actually absorbed. Rich sources of heme iron include generally our red meat products. So the redder the meat, the higher the iron. So think of things like beef, lamb, kangaroo, chicken and fish as well, but not as high. And then we've got our non-heme foods. So these are mostly found in like our plant foods, but they're not as well as absorbed like our heme iron foods. So beans, dried red lentils is a really good source of non-heme iron. Dark leafy veg, so broccoli, for example, prunes, dried apricots, as well as our iron fortified products like breads and cereals and things like that. Little hack though, for if someone is experiencing low iron, to try and boost that absorption is pairing those iron-rich foods with a source of vitamin C. So,
Interesting.
yeah,
And
so if you
how does
have,
that work?
yeah, so vitamin C enhances absorption. So if we have, say, a nice piece of red meat like steak, and we pair that with some nice broccoli, a bit of citrus, say from some tomatoes, and we're having a salad, nice squeeze of lemon on top, that's actually going to enhance the absorption of the iron. But I guess on the opposite side, we also have iron blockers. So we have things like tea, coffee, and wine, which contain a compound called tannins, and these actually inhibit or reduce the absorption. So keeping tea and coffee away from meals is a good idea.
Yeah, I could definitely probably afford to keep coffee away from myself. How much should a person be getting when it comes to iron? Are they recommended levels?
Yeah, so we have what's called recommended dietary intakes. So that is a level each day that we should be sort of generally aiming for. So for women aged 19 to 50, it's 18 milligrams a day, which is quite high. For pregnant women, it's even higher, so 27 milligrams a day. For women over the age of 51, it drops down, so 8 milligrams a day.
That's
And
a big
then
drop.
big drop. Yeah. So obviously to support growing bub, things like that. Yeah. And then we have men aged 19 and over, 8 milligrams a day as well. So not as high. So women who are pregnant, the recommended dietary intake definitely increases.
What might that look like on a plate if someone was to get that? And let's do it for meat eaters
Yeah.
and then potentially for a vegetarian, because I know they're out there.
Yeah. So for someone who is a non-vegetarian, so a meat eater, to meet the iron requirements, and this would generally provide about, say, 20 milligrams a day. So quite high. Breakfast, that could look like having two poached eggs on a slice of wholemeal toast. So wholemeal toast generally has a little bit more iron than, say, a white slice of toast. A snack could be a handful of dried apricots and some cashews, just something simple like that. Lunch could be a wholemeal pasta. So again, that contains a little bit more iron than, say, a white pasta. A tin of canned tuna and some veggies. Dinner could be a stir fry with some beef. So again, getting a little bit more iron in there. Or lamb is another option. And then brown rice and loading it up with vegetables, of course. And yeah, as I said, that would provide about 20 milligrams. So for vegetarians, I would focus on, again, you could still have the eggs on toast. For, I guess, your protein sources, tofu is a really good option. And as I mentioned earlier, the dried red lentils is a really good option. So things like dal, curries and things like that. And of course, your beans. So your legumes, chickpeas, red lentils, as I mentioned, but also kidney beans and things like that. And again, making sure that we're pairing those meals with a good squeeze of lemon, lots of tomatoes, lots of broccoli to get that vitamin C to enhance that absorption.